All right. We've been talking about the fact that we have got some wonderful rain. It looks like it's going to be lasting at least through the weekend. I just put a call into the National Weather Service office there on Woodley Island, and we've got Ryan on the line. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
So this rain is certainly a welcome relief, considering we're in a drought at this point. It looks like I was just taking a look at the observations. We've got over a half an inch here at Humboldt Bay for the past 24 hours. That's certainly good news.
Yeah, definitely. We've been the last system brought about a half inch to three quarters across the area, and now we're getting really into the heavier rain that'll last through the weekend.
That's what I was looking at. The forecast says heavy rain. How heavy is it expected to be? How much rain are we expecting to get out of the system?
Yeah, right here in the Bay Area, we'll probably see around 2 inches of rain over the weekend, but heavier amounts as we get into the mountains, which is how it is typically here. And then as you go further south, Cape Mendocino south into Mendocino County, they're going to see something like 6 to 8 inches in
Wow.
some locations. So this will be our first big rain event of the year.
That is certainly good news. I was looking at the forecast for the Eel River at Fernbridge, and it looks like for the first time this season it's going to actually be registering, and it's going to be look over 5 feet by Monday, it looks like.
Yeah, we've been sitting down near record low flows for this time of year, so it'll be nice to at least see some water in the rivers over the next few weeks.
Now, we, of course, are still way behind on our totals, this being the first, major rain of the season. First of all, what kind of a dent is this going to make? And second of all, does it look like this is finally turning things around and that we're going to be getting more rain?
Yeah, well, we're about 18 inches behind normal, so 18 inches below normal this year. And, so 1-2 inches is still, just a small amount of that deficit. But it does look like we're heading into a wetter period, and we were just looking at the most recent models, and they're showing a lot of rain coming in maybe mid to late next week. So that's a good sign. The ridge that was sitting over the west coast is broken down, and now we're letting some cold fronts and atmospheric rivers to impact the coast. So this is good.
That is definitely good news. Is that that high pressure ridge just seemed to be impenetrable? I mean, it was there for such a long time.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's tough to go through a whole entire winter season and not get any rain, so it was just amazing how long that had lasted. But it looks like I said, we're finally getting to a wet period.
So what about the rest of the state? We tend to get a lot of rain here on the North Coast, but Southern California is really feeling the drought. Are they getting any benefit of this system as well?
Yeah, it looked like they might get very little as this front kind of just sag south, but it looks like most of it's going to stay up in Northern California, Central California area. That's not really, it's good for water supply, as we get more rain up here, but they're not really seeing much down that way.
Well, at least we're getting some. We'll take what we can get, and it looks like a couple inches out of this weekend's system, so that is certainly good news. Ryan, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, no problem.